Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking. Child-proofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic, bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You've done it. You are getting the full Brooke and Jeffrey experience right now with our podcast. I mean, I know you want more. Okay, I'm just telling you. TikTok, YouTube, all the socials.
Yes.
At Brooke and Jeffrey. And let's start the show right now.
We talked about this just the other day. Hmm. The top senior pranks that kids have pulled off at their school.
Oh, yeah.
And a couple new ones just made the headlines over the weekend. Okay. One was pretty innocent. The second, not so much.
Okay.
But first, some seniors in Fort Meade, Maryland listed their high school on Zillow. And they set it for the bargain price of
$42,069. Hey, that's a steal. Right. Is that like a 47-bedroom?
Yeah, do you remember like 10 years ago they did this on Craigslist? You know, before Zillow was a thing.
Wow, now this is like the classy listing between the two of those.
They're like, is it on Redfin?
But if how highly do they think of their school that it's $42,000? Yeah.
If you split up the numbers, that's 420 and 69. Good job, high school. Those kids are going to college.
Yeah, text nice if you get it.
I don't care what you say. Youth does not change.
Yeah. Never gets old.
Same jokes we would have made.
In the online description, they wrote 12,000 square foot half-working jail with 20 bedrooms and 15 bathrooms. And they said, quote, all 15 restrooms come with sewage issues, but there is a nice spacious kitchen and dining room area with a private basketball court.
And the basketball court's pretty lit.
So, of course, listing went viral on Facebook, and played along, actually commenting that the property's value is vastly underestimated, and it's not going to be on the market long.
It's a steal.
So Zillow eventually pulled down the listing.
Oh, yeah.
But the second prank, that one, not as clever. More just vandalizing school property.
This is not going to go well for
some kids in Burlington, North Carolina broke into their high school in the middle of the night, and they filled up the toilets and urinals with cement.
What?
Oh, yeah.
They literally destroyed the entire plumbing system.
Caused at least $4,000 in property damage.
That's it?
At least.
That's the minimum estimate. And now the kids are facing possible criminal charges for their funny senior prank.
My God.
It depends on how far down those go, but like, so you can solidify the pipes.
Yes, if you flushed it, if you flushed the cement.
Oh, my God.
Should have been more clever like those 42069 kids.
Yeah, seriously.
Those second ones are going to end up working in a dead-end job like radio, answering shot caller questions every morning.
They're not even going to be plumbers.
No. Jake, why don't we give those future students an idea of what their radio careers are going to look like down the road? Give us a question to really depress us.
Welcome, guys and gams, to Brooke and Jeffrey Ballpark for another rousing game of Ask and Answer.
Are there hot dogs?
The smell of incompetence is intoxicating this morning.
Oh, I thought it was incontinence.
Or it may just be that can of lead-based paint I mistook for coffee causing my vision to blur and my voice to become more transatlantic by the second.
Why do you keep drinking it, though?
It's delicious. Need my Java. Before I pass out, let's go over today's lineup. Leading off, of course, we've got Alexis Swollen Eyes Fuller.
Oh.
Followed up by Booless Jose Bolaños.
Yeah. Never booed.
Then it's the maven of tax evasion, Brooke Fox.
Oh, thank you.
And your cleanup hitter puts the jock in jock itch, Mr. Jeffrey DeBow.
Oh.
So let's play ball on another one and done shot collar question of the day.
All right. Beautiful day for a ball game.
Man.
Oh, let's go to Alexis.
Oh, you're back.
I am. Okay. Alexis, what's older, the invention of the helicopter or the creation of the peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Ooh.
Whoa.
What's the saying about bread? I know that's not, isn't it like the bread, Betty White?
Don't
thing?
Help her. Let her come up with it.
Something about Betty White.
it was like something that it's shocking one's older than the other, but I was trying to
you put Betty White in a helicopter.
Yeah. She's trying to say that sliced bread wasn't around until after Betty White was born.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Betty White's older than sliced bread.
And so now I'm trying to put helicopters in that time frame also.
Where
does the peanut butter and jelly come in?
Well, I don't know. Sandwiches, bread. You guys are wasting my time. I'm just going to say that peanut butter jelly's older.
Okay.
Alexis said the peanut butter and jelly sandwich was older than the helicopter. The helicopter was invented in 1907.
Oh, and?
PB&J was invented in 1901.
Told you guys.
From the Boston Cooking School magazine, Alexis is somehow safe there.
She got on base.
Jose.
All right.
In Japan, there's a custom that if a professional sumo wrestler can make your baby cry, the child will live a long and happy life.
Oh.
Is that true or false?
Not the babies.
Seems like it'd be pretty easy.
Yeah,
I mean, babies
like,
cry a lot, and those are big
very
men.
Very large, you know.
Why would that be like a sign of long life?
I don't
know. Well, I think in Japanese culture, they have a lot of symbolism, and it's like maybe scare the scare out of the baby so they're happy the rest of their life.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, this is your last
get all the fear out early.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
It sounds kind of fun to invite a sumo wrestler into the labor and delivery room
to me. You guys are kind of talking me into it now, so now I'm going to say it's true, Jake.
Okay. Jose said true, and that is... true!
Yeah! You guys made it make sense!
There's a special ceremony where the wrestlers bounce the babies on their lap and roar in their faces.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
Alexis and Jose both on base.
What baby doesn't cry when that happens?
Brooke!
Yeah.
In Madagascar, there's a tribe that celebrates someone's passing with a dance. 7 years after they are buried, the tribe digs them up and dances with their body to hip-hop music. Is that true or false?
Dude,
you down with OPP?
Yeah.
Come on, dance
like
with me.
Big butts and I cannot lie.
I mean, I probably would have believed it until you brought in hip-hop music. Like, what do they pull out? Like an old 80s boombox and just...
Sounds like a good time.
I mean, I'll tell you, if you dig me up 7 years after I die, please make it Missy Elliott that you play for me.
Dang.
That would be my only request, but I think it's false.
Not Drake, huh?
Brooke said false, and that is... true!
What?
No way!
They do their own version of hip-hop chants, but yeah, the Malagasy tribe in Madagascar practices this ritual to have a living party with the dead.
Whoa!
How is that not a track we're playing right now?
Brooke, you're getting shocked. Jeffrey, will you join her?
Okay.
Your question, Minnie Mouse's real name is Destiny Misty Mouse. True or false?
Ooh.
Destiny
Misty. Is she a stripper?
Maybe it was Walt Disney's favorite dancer at his, like, go-to burlesque club. He would just go there in the 20s.
Destiny Misty is a terrible name. I mean, obviously, that's why they didn't go with it.
It doesn't roll off.
Sorry if there's any Destiny Misty's listening right now, but even saying it is hard.
Yeah.
Destiny Misty Johnson just texted in. Yeah.
It doesn't even match up with Minnie. Like, if it was a shortened version, I'm going to say that that's not true.
Jeffrey said false, and that is false.
Oh!
Her real name is Minerva Mouse. Just as bad as Destiny Misty, but that came out in 1942. Looks like Brooke is the only one getting shocked.
Well,
Minerva's at least not getting on a pole, Jake.
And
you know?
While Brooke gets shocked, she's going to be singing the Friends theme song. I'll Be There For You by the Rembrandts.
I'll be there for you when the rain starts to pour. I'll be there for you like I've been there before.
Did you watch that TV show, Brooke?
I don't like that show, Jeff. I'm sorry.
No way. Wow. Said
it's
that.
Just like the canned laughter.
Hit the dumb button. Like, okay. This is like a swear.
Oh, it's not. It's overrated.
Could you be any wronger?
Yeah, let's
okay,
just move
Pivot
on.
Is not that funny.
Yeah, we're moving on from the shame of God.
God
to the,
I'm ashamed.
We're going to do a phone tap and try and recover
in
just a few minutes.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
All it takes is one powerful comment on your social media page to totally change your mood for the rest of the day.
That's so nice.
It's absolutely true.
Yeah.
And that could be good or bad.
Oh.
Like when someone wrote on Alexis's picture that her and Brooke look like twins.
Oh.
Ooh.
I had to block and delete that.
Made Brooke's day, though.
I loved it, unloved it, loved it, then unloved it, loved it, and loved it, and loved it more.
Well, one woman says she was scrolling through her Instagram and came across one message that literally changed her life forever.
Whoa.
And soon she was internet famous because of it.
Wow.
Oh,
now,
dang.
Was it all based off of a lie? Maybe.
No. Uh-oh.
Social media.
But
yeah.
That's why she has to come clean about it, or her conscience will keep eating away at her. She's going to do it in a brand new mass speaker coming up at 7:10.
You don't know me.
A confession I can't take back.
I am
the masked speaker.
Texas 78592 says, when I was a little kid, my dad used to go to the movies every Sunday night by himself.
Okay.
Oh, really?
And now that I'm grown, I'm convinced he was having an affair.
Oh, no.
Because that's exactly what I've been doing.
What?
Wait, having an affair or going to the movies?
At the movies?
Oh, the affair's at the movies?
Is this a 14-year-old having an affair or a 40-year-old?
Or is he going to the fair?
I don't think I want answers.
Yeah.
We're going to leave that one.
Either way, secrets can happen in the darkness of a movie theater while Toy Story is playing, or
wow.
It can happen on the dark airwaves of this radio show when our listeners come on to air out their dirty laundry, like one of our listeners. She's going by Tiffany today. Tiffany, welcome to the show.
Is the voice transformer on too?
Voice transformer activated.
Voices in disguise.
It's activated. Nobody knows who you are right now, Tiffany. You are the mass speaker. Whenever you're ready, we want to hear your confession.
Okay, so like 4 years ago, I took this really cute photo of my niece. She was really little at the time. She's three.
Your voice got so high, I couldn't quite hear what you said.
She took a cute photo with her niece.
With my niece, yes. And now she's like seven. She's like a big girl now. But when she was really little, I used to babysit her a lot. And so, of course, I would post photos of her. Uh-huh. And I did it the first time, and I got like a lot of likes because, like I said, she's so cute, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So after the first time I did it, I posted another one, and it got even more likes. And so I was like,
getting a little addicted. Okay. Getting a little addicted to these likes, huh?
Yeah, because my niece doesn't look like my sister. My niece looks straight up like me. She's like a little mini me, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah. So anyway, I just kept posting photos, and I noticed that I was getting comments from people that are like, oh my God, your daughter is so cute.
Oh. Aww. Oh, so that like strangers were commenting, because I mean, obviously, if they were friends, they'd know it wasn't your daughter.
Did you correct them?
No, I didn't. I just like hearted the comment.
Okay.
Oh.
So you're not lying. You're just like, I love that comment.
That's a nice thing to say, even if it's a lie. Go ahead.
Exactly, because it's not a lie that she is an adorable daughter. She just doesn't have to be mine. So anyway, I just, I guess the confession is that I've just been pretending that she's mine. And like, literally, I just kept posting, and like, it kind of got worse from there.
Worse? What? Wait a minute. Are you now saying that she's your daughter?
Yeah, 100% I am.
Oh, no!
Why?
What? You, like, stole her identity.
Why can't you just be, like, the cool aunt on Instagram?
Yeah.
Alexis is just thinking, this is terrible for your dating life.
I'm feeling it. I put all caps caption. Not my kid.
Yeah. So funny that you should say that about my dating life, because although I do appear online to have a now 7-year-old daughter, like everybody who actually knows me knows that she's not my kid, right? And they're just like, whatever, that she's doing her like mommy persona online or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
So, well, sorry, you're saying that your friends knew that you were lying about it, but they didn't care?
Yeah, because they're just like, oh, it's her, whatever, it's her online thing. You know, like some people are like, I rescue dogs. And some people are like, I plant plants. And then I'm like, okay. I'm a mom.
I don't know if they're all lying.
I bet your sister has probably different feelings about that.
Does your sister know that you're claiming her daughter is yours?
No, she has no idea because she's not on social.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
Then it's, so you're it's
like,
fine.
You're like trying to be like a mommy influencer or something.
Yeah, I mean, I had 80,000 people, so yeah. Whoa.
You got 80,000 followers?
Yes, I did. I did.
Wow.
I currently do until I this comes out. Ah.
Until what?
Until what comes out?
Well, that's not true, because the fact of the matter is that I did meet someone, and I, because people, like I said, nobody thinks in real life that I have a child, but I will very, very soon, because we're expecting our first little baby in about 6 months.
Oh, congrats.
Yeah, you're pregnant?
So you're a mommy influencer who's finally going to have their first kid?
Yeah.
I know, I mean, like, that's kind of my worry, is like, I have to, like, say I have baby number 2. I don't know. I don't even know how to approach it.
Your social media life is a whole lie now.
Dude,
I know, and it's like ruined everything though, because you know, this is actually my first baby, and like I couldn't do like a big old baby shower, you know, like all that stuff.
No. And in your defense, if you come out and say, okay, that was my niece, now all your followers and everyone's going to be hate you because you're a liar.
No, and they're going to think that all of my parenting advice was bad.
Yeah.
Well, it is, because you're not a parent.
Well, unless you can invent some sort of anti-aging cream that you rubbed on your daughter that turned her back into a newborn.
Or maybe your new baby will be a Benjamin Button and it'll be 7 years old.
There you go. There you go.
We'll cross our fingers for you.
I don't know. Is there a graceful exit? Or am I just going to have pie or, I don't know, with baby formula all over my face? Like, how am I going to get
through? Yeah.
I don't even know. I don't feel like I can give advice on this
at all. I think you move countries.
Oh.
Oh, now we're talking. Yeah. Okay.
No, just delete the account. Really?
Oh, Brooke, we'd rather move countries.
Like
yeah.
Oh, you can take photos of your baby abroad? That'd be so cute.
Oh, my God. Picture your baby standing in front of the Louvre in Paris with, like, a little beret on, holding a baguette.
God.
How many likes is that photo going to get?
I follow that.
Look at my little French baby.
All right. Now we want 10% of the cut of whatever you get.
Brilliant. We did it, guys. Have fun moving.
Yeah. Text in to 78592. Tell us if you have a confession you've been holding on to. We can mask your voice, hide your identity, and make you the next mass speaker. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
I don't think anybody here has actually been to a therapist before.
Oh.
Even though, let's face it, we all probably need
not
it.
Yes. Well, everyone needs it, Jeffrey. Yes.
Well, this group especially.
It's not a proud thing that we haven't been.
But, you know, from what I've seen on TV and in movies, it's a very long, complicated process where they ask you lots of subtle questions to find the deeper you and get in touch with your inner feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Well, today we're just going to skip all that boring stuff when we call a guy and get right down to it and ask, why do you think you're such a hot mess and nobody likes you? That's how they should do it.
Oh.
We're going to give it a try in your phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello?
Hi, this is Kathy Turner from Health Therapy. Is this Pete Tyson?
It is. How can I help you?
Hi, Pete. It looks like your wife, Samantha, set you up for a session with us. That's exciting.
Yeah, she's into this whole therapy thing. I've never tried it before, but yeah.
Are you nervous?
I mean, you know, I don't have any kind of crazy issues going on, but I'm stressed a little bit.
Right. So. Nobody thinks they need it till they get punched in the mouth. Then all of a sudden, plans go out the window, huh?
Wait, I'm sorry, what?
Oh, that's just a Mike Tyson quote.
You quote Mike Tyson and you're at a therapist's office?
If we have to. Yeah, if we have to. So I'm going to give you a little homework to do before the therapy session.
Okay.
Could you take out a pen and paper for me? And I just want you to try to answer this question. Why do so many people hate me?
Wait, what?
Is that hard for you to hear?
It's
just a simple question.
It's a weird question. I don't feel like people hate me. I'm being honest.
Oh, okay. I'm just making a note here. Strong denial. Interesting.
It's not denial. Don't write that down. Being honest. People don't hate me.
Why don't we compromise, Pete? Why don't we do this? How about you talk to 5 coworkers and find out why they think you're an asshole?
Are you being serious right now?
Yeah. Truth hurts. That's from Lizzo.
Okay. I don't see how this is helpful at all. Mm. Like, isn't therapy about helping the person become a better self? I'm not going to. What, you want me to walk around asking people if they think I'm an asshole?
Ding, ding, ding. Ding, 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 Pete. Yes. We all need to start somewhere. And so if you really don't feel comfortable with those options...
Yeah, no, I don't. I don't feel comfortable with those options,
I hear
actually.
You. I hear you. Now, I'm just going to ask you to do something a little bit easier, more on your level.
Could
you call your mother and find out why she loves your older brother more than you?
You know what? Okay. I am sick of you insinuating that I'm some kind of a bad person.
Mm, I sense that you're frustrated. Am I sensing that right?
Really? Genius? Do you hear my frustration?
We're going to take a deep breath together, Pete. We're going to take a deep breath right now.
Oh, I'm not taking any kind of a deep breath.
And then we're going to pivot.
Okay,
we're going to pivot to an easier question. Could you just...
I'm pivoting to hanging up.
Could you just tell me why you think your mother-in-law is an asshole?
Where are you pulling this from? I love my mother-in-law. Mm. Write that down. My mother-in-law is actually an incredibly nice, sweet person.
Okay, but that's not helpful for this exercise. So
what?
Let's just say your mother-in-law heard you were going to a therapy session, and she reached out to someone else, like, I don't know, a radio station about it.
What are you even talking about? You're making no sense. What do you mean, radio station?
Yes, let's just say your mother-in-law reached out to Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning and said, I want to do a prank phone call on my son-in-law, Pete, because
what?
He doesn't believe therapy is helpful. How does that make you feel, Pete?
I'm confused. I don't know what you're talking about. What do you mean, my mother-in-law? What?
Confusion makes sense, because this is actually Brooke from the radio station Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. We're doing a phone tap on you.
Wait, shut up. What?
I'm not a therapist. I probably need therapy, but no, your mother-in-law set you up.
Oh my God, I feel crazy.
I'm sorry. She actually wanted to say she's proud of you for going and that everybody needs it and it's going to be helpful and to have a positive attitude, okay?
Yeah, well, after this call, I think I'm going to need therapy.
You wouldn't be the first person that we called that said that.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Maybe one of the biggest mysteries we've had on the show in a long time. It happened just a few years ago where one of our listeners was out on a date and the girl asked to use his bedroom to change clothes.
Oh, okay.
So she's in there for 5 minutes,
yeah.
10 minutes,
whoa.
15 minutes,
okay.
Wasn't coming out.
Uh-oh.
So we went to go check on her and what he saw was so shocking. It was worse than Brooke's attempt to twerk during the 7th inning stretch at her kid's Little League game.
Dude, that was participation. And that was adding some, you know, some vibe to the game.
I'm just saying, the reactions were more horrified than that.
Wow.
I didn't get kicked out.
And now the guy just wants to know what the heck happened. We're going to help get him some answers when we do a closure call next.
Okay, looking for some amazing TV to stream? Sink into your couch and indulge with the hits on Hulu you cannot miss. We're talking some of the greatest comedies of all time. Absolute must-watch shows. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the crew in How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons of How I Met Your Mother are now streaming on Hulu. Don't you want to find out how he met their mother? Then go back home with the Dunphys, the Pritchetts, the Pritchett-Tuckers in Modern Family. Oh, and start over with the Roses. Oh, on Schitt's Creek. And see what's up in the Kyle household in My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Can you even watch all of this? We think so. Head on over to Hulu and start streaming today. Now we're talking. As every parent knows, kids seem to be everywhere all at once. It's tough for even the most watchful moms and dads to protect their little ones from every single thing. Duracell understands this, and that's why they're deeply committed to lithium coin battery safety. Yeah, lithium coin batteries power many important things around people's homes, including things young children may have access to. So Duracell not only educates parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of lithium coin battery safety, but they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Even Duracell's packaging is child secure and designed to avoid accidental opening because they believe their products should provide more than just power. They should also provide peace of mind. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and they say when one door closes, another door opens.
Okay, that's a nice hopeful saying.
Yeah, but what if that first door doesn't close all the way? What if it gets jammed on the hinge?
Uh-oh.
And it's slightly ajar?
Oh, no.
WD-40
on
that.
Just close the door.
Yeah, you need to close that stupid door so you can finally move on to the next one.
Yeah.
Well, let us be your handyman. And we can help you lube that door up with something called a closure call.
I'm going to leave that one to you.
Yeah, okay. I'll lube it up. We'll close that door. If you've never heard these before, they're a little bit more serious, but it's our way to help out our listeners to get them a little peace of mind with something that's been bothering them, like it has for Tim, who emailed us recently for help. So, Tim, welcome to the show.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
How you doing?
Hey, Tim. What's up, man?
Oh, you got buddy.
We're excited to stick our fingers into your door jam and help you out. Oh. But first, we want to know a little bit about you. Tell us about yourself.
So I'm 30. I'm a still single guy. I have a good job. I feel like I'm responsible and fun to be with.
Okay.
Are you looking to a mirror, brother? What's up?
I thought he was just looking for a date with Alexis.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, never mind. That's not the mirror.
You realize this isn't like a dating profile, right, Tim?
Well, you asked me to tell you a little bit about myself.
Okay.
I mean, all right, long walks on the beach?
Yeah, we're just messing around with you, man.
I like the beach just as much as the next guy, absolutely.
Okay.
So we are
long
gonna,
or short? Okay.
We are going to comment on the beach. Tim.
Yeah. I like
Tim. I mean, I think more it's like, you know, what brought you here? Why are we at this point?
Gotcha. Here's the deal. 3 years ago, I met this great girl. Her name is Leanna. And, okay. It's a little embarrassing that I'm still thinking about this, but I just cannot seem to get it off my chest.
Leanna, is she an ex?
Yeah, so she's beautiful. She's smart. We have a lot in common.
Okay.
Mm. Okay.
She plays soccer, and I'm like an avid soccer player, too. I played in college, and I do pickup games all the time. And
Alexis over here. Ooh, okay. Are you sure you want this, Leanna?
Yeah. Yeah. So we go on our first date, and I was nervous, but just... As soon as we met up for coffee and we went for a hike, I mean, it was just, she just instantly made me feel relaxed. A second date, you know, after the date, we snuck into this park after we had dinner and we had this amazing game of late night soccer.
Aww.
And then wound up going back to her place.
Okay.
This, I mean, don't get me wrong. I love hearing every single detail of every single minute that you spent with Leanna, but we do have a shortage of time here, so we got to get to why you emailed us for the closure call.
Yeah. So, okay, she comes to my place, and I said, I need to finish up a little bit of work, so I'm not thinking about that.
Yeah, so you guys have a comfort level at this point where she can just chill for a second while you work for 20 minutes or whatever.
Yeah. And then so she's like, okay, no problem. Let me just get ready. So I was like, yeah, great. I'll finish up work in the living room, and you can go in the bedroom. There's a bathroom. She can go get ready.
Okay.
And a lot of time is going by. And look, I have sisters. I know it takes women a little while to get ready.
You almost got triggered over here.
I know.
I almost got triggered.
Brooke is seeing fire right now.
Right. No, it takes, I take like 30 minute showers.
Yeah.
So she was in there and you're waiting for her and like she's not coming out.
A really long time is going by. So I knock and there's no answer.
That's weird.
And I'm like, are you in there? No answer again after a second knock.
Oh, no. Open the door. Like, what if she's having a medical emergency or something?
That's what I thought. My heart starts skipping a beat and I open the door and she's gone.
She's gone?
Oh, man.
What do you mean she's gone?
I mean, honestly, the only thing that she could have done to get out of there was go out my bedroom window and out the fire escape.
What?
Oh, that's extreme. That'd be really extreme.
That's extra.
Well, what floor are you on? Because if it's like second floor, maybe it's not that big of a deal.
Brooke's like, I can parkour that.
Yeah. Escaping out the bedroom before the date even starts on any floor is a lot. Like, why would she even do that?
See, I don't know. She left her hairbrush. She left her makeup.
What?
Not the makeup.
Like emergency.
Wait, no,
something's
wrong.
You don't leave your makeup.
Thank you.
That's like emergency.
That stuff's
sure.
expensive.
It is so much money.
You can't start from scratch with that.
So wait. Did you call her? What'd you do? Like, I would be freaking out. I'd run outside.
I went outside to say I just wanted to make sure she was okay. I called. I texted, and she never responded once to any of my texts or calls.
Wait, where did she go? You still literally don't know where she went.
Whoa.
Yeah, I have no idea where she went.
So she's missing.
Oh,
in
I'm
your
scared.
World, she's still missing.
No, the makeup bag is strange.
Yeah, super weird.
The girl's
no,
taking over.
I'm like really stuck up.
If you were just going to run to like be like, God, I don't want to do this. I don't feel it. I'm bailing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You would take your makeup bag with you.
That's true, I guess. Yeah.
It's not like you can't carry it.
And so you said this was 3 years ago that this happened?
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, honestly, it's still on my mind. Anytime I'm like dating another woman, or I just feel
you don't
like
let her go into the bedroom and close the door because you're afraid that she'll disappear.
Any woman, even your mom, isn't allowed in your bedroom by herself.
It's like, I'm gonna use the bathroom. It's like, please don't.
Just leave the door open.
I'm sorry.
But okay, so that's why you did your closure call with us today. Like, you wanted us to at least try and find Leanna and see what happened and figure out any information.
Yeah, and I was talking to your producer, and we actually found her Instagram, and it's taken me years to even find that.
Oh, dang.
Well, you should have called us sooner, because that is easy to hunt down.
Yeah. So Tim has been working with our producer, coming up with questions to send to Leanna. Mm-hmm. We reached out to her. She did respond. I can tell you that, Tim.
Okay.
I printed out her answers. They blew out the studio window.
No fire escape out there.
Yeah, you had me.
No, we really have what she said, and we're going to reprint those. We'll hear and read what your dream girl said about why she had to escape out your bedroom window with no explanation 3 years ago when we do your closure call.
Okay.
All right, hold on. We're in the middle of a closure call with a guy named Tim whose date, Leanna, 3 years ago, disappeared out his bedroom window.
Oh my gosh. Or at least that's what he thinks. Like, there's no other option, right?
There was no explanation for what happened. He just opened the door and she was gone and left her makeup bag and her hairbrush there. And ever since then, he's never forgotten her. This has always been on his mind. Has no idea why it happened, and it's been eating away at him because they had such a strong connection leading up to that moment.
Yeah.
So extra confusing. And normally we do these by sending four questions all at once.
Mm-hmm.
But this time was a little bit different because we were actually having trouble getting Leanna to answer us at all.
Okay. Because we, like, our producer found her Instagram. You didn't even have that, right?
Right. Yeah.
So, I don't want to ruin the call, but has anyone thought that she could just be a professional magician?
Oh.
And she just pulled an awesome trick, and you should have been impressed by all this. just don't spoil it, but does it say that in the email, Jeff? Yeah.
I don't think that's the answer, but I like where your head's at.
Optimistic over here. I
mean, but our goal here was to get her to send back literally anything.
Yeah,
so,
make sure she's okay, too.
Which is why we only sent her one question initially.
Oh,
okay.
And I'm actually glad that we did it this way. We probably wouldn't have gotten to the bottom of it.
Yeah, that's true.
But this is the question that Tim worked with our producer on. It was, why did you suddenly leave that night when we were hanging out?
Oh my gosh, Tim, that's like the biggest question. Yeah. Are you freaking out? We're just starting with that, Tim.
He said, did I say or do something? It's been haunting me for the last 3 years. Please tell me something.
Yeah.
Are you ready for this answer?
I mean, whatever it is, I just want to know so I can move on with my life.
Okay.
Yeah.
Obviously,
same with us now. We're invested.
Yeah. Obviously, Leanna wrote back and she said, the short answer is no, I did not leave because of anything you said or did that night.
Okay.
Oh, good.
It was what I discovered while I was changing in your room that night.
Oh, no, bro.
Tim, did you hide your wife under the bed or something?
No, I am not married.
He's like, she was a girlfriend.
Wait, what would she have found, though, in your bedroom? Do you know what she's talking about?
I have no idea.
You have no idea?
No. Did she tell you?
Well, once we got that response back from her, we tried contacting Tim to let him know that she responded so we could work on the other questions.
Okay.
But Tim wasn't answering.
Okay.
Because he was out of the country.
Great work, Tim.
Yeah. I've waited this long. I didn't know she was going to get back as soon as I leave the country for a little while.
She timed it perfectly.
Yeah, just do not have good chemistry.
They didn't have Wi-Fi in the country you were going to, Tim? Like, you couldn't have emailed us.
That sounds like a nice country, honestly.
Ooh, nice getaway.
We didn't
I like to unplug. I've been thinking about her for this whole time.
Sounds like you have terrible timing, Tim.
He just discovered her Instagram, Brooke. He had to get away from it. But we didn't want to lose momentum with Leanna, so producer Boyd just decided to take the reins from there. And he went ahead and sent her questions 2, 3, and 4 all in succession without consulting Tim. So, Tim, is that okay?
Yeah.
I think it's a little late to ask if it's okay.
Well, I'm just glad that we got the approval after we did it.
Yeah. How are you feeling right now, Tim?
Nervous. I want to know what she found. I have no idea. Like, I'm an open book. We got along so well. I just don't. I want to know.
Okay. So the second question that we sent Leanna was, could you be more specific, please, about what you discovered in his room?
Yeah.
She was a little vague in that first one. And her answer was, I was fixing my makeup in your bathroom and wanted to check a YouTube tutorial for a specific look.
Okay. Oh.
So I tried going on your computer.
Okay.
Now I think I know.
And when the screen lit up, your web browser was already open with a few shocking, weird, kinky websites.
Oh.
I mean, like, that's an invasion of privacy right there.
I'm with you, bro. That's her fault.
Yeah, but how? I mean, they must have been really terrible if she had to bolt out a window.
Good point. Like, extra kinky stuff.
You know what she's talking about, Tim?
I guess we're not going to ever find out. Maybe we just shouldn't. I'm good. Like, you guys, I really appreciate everything you've done.
Oh, now you want out. You don't want to hear the rest of this answer?
No, Tim. Tim.
Yeah, I think we're good.
Bro, you came on here to get closure.
Yeah, we're not kink shaming you, bro.
Unless something you're doing is illegal.
No. I think I can live with not knowing.
Well,
I don't think we can.
I don't think our listeners can at this point. We're all invested in your life.
Our listeners are texting in right
now. Okay. So what was the fourth question?
We're still on question two. She finished the answer. She says,
wait, there's more?
I don't remember specifically what they were, but something about daddyissues.com, naive farm boys, and something called scoreawidow.com.
I see nothing wrong here.
It was all way too much. I freaked out and bolted out the window.
Why is the farmer one the worst one?
Three things connected.
Yeah,
Tim?
All consenting adult websites, but there's really no reason why she should be writing that.
Okay, so
Well, she didn't know this was going to be on the radio, bro.
Daddy issues, farmers, and widows.
I'm on daddyissues.com.
Yeah.
That's not that big of a deal. I still, like, that made her...
Yeah, leave her makeup out of the window.
Fire escape?
Yeah.
Maybe we should move on to question three. Okay. Maybe there'll be more answers. Because the third one we sent was,
How did the discovery make you feel? Now, okay, we didn't know what the answer was to question two at this point.
I'm guessing she didn't say horny.
She said, how do you think it made me feel?
Yeah.
Not great. It made me think, what's he going to ask me the next time we make out? What am I getting myself into here? I honestly didn't want to know.
Oh. Yeah, I just think that this is like...
This is embarrassing. We get it, bro. But it's like,
No, I just think she's overreacting.
It seems like something she could have talked to you about.
Sure.
Right?
Like, just so you know, that's not the same page.
Yeah. Excuse me, Tim. Let's talk about these naive fumbles. I would like to know more information. Let's just, you know what, Tim?
I mean, we all do a little research. We all get link after link.
I'm definitely going to do some research after this call is over.
Well, it's not like you were looking for experienced farm boys.
Yeah. Let's just get on to the fourth question here, which we said, is this really a deal breaker for you? Mm. Don't you think it would be good to at least get his side and hear him explain why?
Mm. Okay.
Again, we didn't know what we were asking about at this point.
But I still think it's a valid question, even if we had known.
Yeah, so Leanna responded and said, I don't think you have those things up on your computer for no reason. I would love to hear him try to explain his way out of it, but I don't think I could take the lies. So thank you, but no thank you.
I guess it's just, you know, we all have things that interest us on the internet. And I'm sure, you know, maybe I just need to clear my browser history more often.
Yeah, probably.
These are good lessons that we learned.
Are you angry with her? Because I would, you know.
I'm disappointed. Like, I feel like she could have just, like, ghosted me out the front door. Like, And I mean, and you know what? I'm a giver, and I'm compassionate, and maybe I want to make someone who's recently lost their loved one feel better about themselves and sexy
again. Okay. Someone's daddy.
Yeah, okay. I do hope that you score a widow coming up.
That's a weird.
I don't know. I do agree that I hope everybody finds their own happiness.
I mean, it's probably all fantasy. At the end of the day, though, this is really
Someone better.
There's a naive farm boy out there.
Yeah.
For everyone.
Yeah, there's a naughty farm boy listening right now who's like, yeehaw, partner.
Okay. Well,
hey, I wish her the best. I hope she finds somebody that she can actually have a real conversation with and not just bail.
And now you can get on your horse and ride into the sunset.
Okay.
I'm sure there's a website for that, too.
So, now that one's the illegal one.
Yeah, text into 78592. If you ever need a closure call, maybe we can help you get a little bit of closure in your life. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
One mom sparked a huge controversy after sharing what she does when she brings her toddler out to a restaurant.
Ooh.
And this time it's not Brooke offering to breastfeed the cute waiter. Plus, how crazy does a TikTok story have to be to get picked up on the local news?
Ooh.
Pretty crazy.
Now, one realtor in Colorado probably regrets her decision to ever post this in the first place.
No.
You're going to hear what happened when we do a brand new... coming up at 8:10.
Okay, looking for some amazing TV to stream? Sink into your couch and indulge with the hits on Hulu you cannot miss. We're talking some of the greatest comedies of all time. Absolute must-watch shows. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the crew in How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons of How I Met Your Mother are now streaming on Hulu. Don't you want to find out how he met their mother? Then go back home with the Dunphys, the Pritchetts, the Pritchett-Tuckers in Modern Family. Oh, and start over with the Roses. Oh, on Schitt's Creek. And see what's up in the Kyle household in My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Can you even watch all of this? We think so. Head on over to Hulu and start streaming today. Now we're talking. As every parent knows, kids seem to be everywhere all at once. It's tough for even the most watchful moms and dads to protect their little ones from every single thing. Duracell understands this, and that's why they're deeply committed to lithium coin battery safety. Yeah, lithium coin batteries power many important things around people's homes, including things young children may have access to. So Duracell not only educates parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of lithium coin battery safety, but they also make the only lithium coin batteries with
with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Even Duracell's packaging is child secure and designed to avoid accidental opening. Because they believe their products should provide more than just power, they should also provide peace of mind. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
TMZ just leaked the name of Nick Cannon's newest baby.
Wait, he had another?
It's unique because they ran out of regular names.
Yeah, oh.
So he's going with...
Woo! TikTok click shot!
Beautiful. Sweet little TikTok click shot cannon. Because we're all shocked at how many clicks that viral video has been getting online. We've got some of the biggest TikToks of the past week ready. Let's get right into your first TikTok click shot, which is from a woman who goes by the Unbreakable Mom.
Whoa.
That's her handle.
Yeah, that's not gonna end well.
She put out a clip that quickly got over 500,000 views in 48 hours about her controversial take on what she does whenever she goes out to eat at a restaurant and brings her toddler along with her.
Okay.
Here's what she said.
Yeah.
Call me cheap, call me whatever, but if we're going out to a restaurant, I'm packing my kid a meal.
I do this for many reasons. For one, you want me to pay $6.99 for chicken tenders and fries that my son is going to throw half of it on the floor. You're crazy. Also, whatever I pack is probably going to be healthier than what the restaurant has anyways. Also, when we get to a restaurant, my child is not waiting for anyone to take his order. He wants to eat now. I can just hand him this and let him go to town. Also, my child is not opinionated. He does not care what he eats. He just wants to eat. And after he finishes his food, he's usually eating off my plate.
Okay.
So even after bringing the home-packed meal, her kid is still hungry and is now stealing food off of the other people's plates at the table. Isn't that nice?
It just sounds like, why is she even bringing the kid to the restaurant?
Thank you, Brooke. I don't get it.
But it's like, you can't teach your kid patience?
Yes, I'm sorry. Plus, even if you're on a date, you don't think Alexis throws half her chicken tenders on the floor?
I would never waste a chicken nugget.
Those plates are slippery.
Okay, you're right.
Brooke, you're a mom of two children who were recently toddlers. Yeah. Did you ever bring food to the restaurant, or you just have your kids beg for food on the street corner outside?
I mean, if there was a good piece of roadkill outside, I'd take that in.
Right?
No. I mean, I guess I would have snacks sometimes in my purse, like as we were waiting for the food to come. And if I wasn't going to get them a whole meal, then I would just give them some of my, I'd give them some of my husband's food. I don't share.
That's a check out. There were a lot of TikTokers who came to her defense of the mom, saying, this is actually genius. My son is so picky, and I always end up paying for something that he doesn't even touch.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a good point.
So that was a TikTok click shot.
Interesting.
Your next
TikTok click shot
is a video that got posted by a realtor in Colorado, and it blew up with 4 million views because of what she just found out about her family. And it was so big that it actually got picked up and covered by the local news there.
Really?
Whoa.
So here's a news clip of it.
A married couple with 3 children have discovered that they are cousins after taking a DNA test to learn more about their family tree. Selena Quiñones tells People the video has garnered a lot of negative comments, explaining, quote, people keep asking, why would you do that? Why would you post this? She says she thought it would be funny.
Oh,
Oh, no.
She thought it was funny.
Oh, no.
If I was her, I would have taken that to the grave.
Yeah.
The last thing I'm doing is announcing that on TikTok.
Oh, my God.
Well, poor kids.
It's like when my mom found out that we're like six descendants or seven descendants ago, my sister and her husband had the same grandpa or something, right?
Oh,
my brother-in-law still doesn't find it funny like my mom does. Yeah.
And you keep bringing it up on the air, too.
Yeah. I guess,
but it's like a long, it was a big span, right?
Yeah,
and the
yeah.
difference here compared to some of the other stories similar to this that we tend to hear is they didn't find out till after they had three kids, two teenagers and one 10-year-old.
Oh, my God.
I don't
You know it's going to be in one of their wedding speeches. Yeah. You know, when they get married.
But, I mean, at that point, I don't think anybody would stop. The damage has already been done.
True.
Were you calling the kids the damage?
No. I mean, what are you going to do?
I mean, you're right, Jeff.
I mean, here's more of the news report on it.
The couple were married in July of 2006. They made the discovery about 10 years into their marriage when Selena began piecing together a family tree and took a DNA test through MyHeritage. After reading the results, Selena admits she began doubting whether she and Joseph should be together. She remembers, "I was in shock. I was a little depressed over it, to be honest." She recalls Joseph telling her it's not a big deal and to just brush it off.
How did they not know?
Don't worry about it. Think about it.
How do you not know your cousins?
Yeah,
like, it's not like.
They said they're somewhere between second and sixth cousins. So they probably share a great grandparent somewhere.
Okay.
Do you think her realty company is getting more business because this news just broke?
Well,
you know she's family friendly.
Yeah.
Their new slogan's like, "We are experts at family." Yeah.
But they spell experts wrong. Yeah.
That was a TikTok click shock. You're next.
TikTok click shock
is a strange new kitchen hack because there's nothing worse than taking butter out of your fridge to spread on your toast and finding out that it's too hard.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why I leave it on the counter at all times.
My mom does that.
Some people do that. Some people prefer to have it in the fridge.
I like it chilled.
But now one TikToker has amassed hundreds of thousands of views because she says the first thing that she does when she's making breakfast for her kids in the morning is she grabs the butter out of her fridge, still in the wax package, and tucks it right underneath her armpit.
What?
Yeah,
no.
And then while the kids are making their way to the table and she's prepping their waffles and stuff, the butter is naturally softening underneath her arm from the body heat.
Collecting sweat.
It's kind of smart.
No, who is this woman? I'm ordering her a butter dish so she can leave it on the counter like a real person.
She says after about 3 minutes and 45 seconds, it reaches the perfect consistency.
That is so specific.
Oh, my gosh.
And she can remove it from her armpit. No. She undoes the packaging, easily spreads the butter.
You know these kids are going to grow up. Ew. They're going to be living with a roommate one day, and then they're going to try armpit butter and think it's normal.
But we need proof that it really works.
Oh.
So, Brooke, I don't know if you're up for trying this at home.
Yay, Brooke!
And videoing it for a TikTok, or I actually have some cold cheese from the fridge.
Ooh.
That's still in its wrapping.
What, you want some nachos in my armpit?
Yeah, would you mind trying it and
come
see
on,
if
Brooke,
it works?
You think that's
it
better
up?
Than down the... No, I don't think I want to do it.
You don't?
Well, I've been using this natural deodorant.
It's not looking
like it should. I just don't want to contaminate. It's pretty soft. It went down the bra.
Okay.
Well, no, it's weird.
Right underneath.
Who's going to want to eat that now?
What mom would do that for her kids?
Boob cheese is better than armpit
cheese. I don't know.
Well, now we're ending it on a sad note. Boob cheese. Those are your
TikTok click shots.
Stories for the day.
Okay, looking for some amazing TV to stream? Sink into your couch and indulge with the hits on Hulu you cannot miss. We're talking some of the greatest comedies of all time. Absolute must-watch shows. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the crew in How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons of How I Met Your Mother are now streaming on Hulu. Don't you want to find out how he met their mother? Then go back home with the Dunphys, the Pritchetts, the Pritchett-Tuckers in Modern Family. Oh, and start over with the Roses. Oh, on Schitt's Creek. And see what's up in the Kyle household in My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Can you even watch all of this? We think so. Head on over to Hulu and start streaming today. Now we're talking.
As every parent knows, kids seem to be everywhere all at once. It's tough for even the most watchful moms and dads to protect their little ones from every single thing. Duracell understands this, and that's why they're deeply committed to lithium coin battery safety. Yeah, lithium coin batteries power many important things around people's homes, including things young children may have access to. So Duracell not only educates parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of lithium coin battery safety, but they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Even Duracell's packaging is child secure and designed to avoid accidental opening. Because they believe their products should provide more than just power, they should also provide peace of mind. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Win, Brooks, Fox!
Oh.
They told Kathy from Renton that she couldn't do it.
Oh, no.
She couldn't beat Brooke.
Yeah.
After 14 straight losses a row.
Oh.
They said, Kathy. You're washed up, Kathy. You're no good.
Oh,
you got
Kathy.
Pudding for brains up there.
Uh-oh.
And then she came onto the show and won one time.
Yes.
For a 1-14 overall record. And she's back once again.
Kathy.
Welcome to the ring, Kathy. Sorry, Kathy. I was expecting applause when you got in there, but no one applauded.
I can't even hear what she's saying. Kathy.
Hi, can you hear me now?
Oh, now we can hear you.
That was really anticlimactic for you, Jeff. I'm sorry.
She's going through a tunnel or something. Yeah.
Now I'm exhausted for the rest of this segment. Maybe, Jose, you could step up and be her her Mick, Rocky's trainer.
You got this, Kathy. You may be down in the count, but you're still up in my book. Okay. And in my head.
Nobody wants that trainer. I'm just going to leave.
I ain't throwing in no towels today. You got the full fight.
Kathy, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We're
doing
wonderful.
You're so nice, Kathy.
But Brooke has decided to leave you and not want to talk to you whatsoever.
She doesn't even care.
So she's already out of the room. Kathy, we want to get you a second win, okay?
Sounds great.
Now, go for the jugular, Kathy.
You take that advice. 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know, you could say pass, but you have to beat her outright to win. You ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Your time starts now. Marilyn Monroe was born on this day in 1926. How old did she live to be? 36, 46, or 56?
36.
When this type of blackbird gathers together in a group, it's called an unkindness. What is it?
Crow?
In which city is Gonzaga University located?
Spokane.
What is the official language of the tiny European country of Liechtenstein?
French.
Around since 775 AD, what's the oldest currency in the world still in use today?
Lira.
Pulled that answer. Wow, that was impressive. We're going to bring Brooke back into the
studio.
That
was an uppercut.
Yeah. Now, I think you're all probably talked out from Mick, but do you have any summer plans coming up here?
No, I'm just teaching. The school's open all summer, so. That's what I'm feeling.
What terrible school do you work at?
Hey.
It's a wonderful school.
I love my school. Oh. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say it on the air. I should find out because I absolutely love working here. Okay. I just don't want to get fired.
Just say what it rhymes with and no one will know.
It rhymes with pool.
School.
She doesn't want to say the name of it. Yeah.
Brooke started in the hole with that question. All right. Brooke, it's your turn. Are you ready?
Yes.
Your time starts now. Marilyn Monroe was born on this day in 1926. How old did she live to be? 36, 46, or 56?
36.
When this type of blackbird gathers together in a group, it's called an unkindness. What is it?
Ooh, are they crows?
In which city is Gonzaga University located?
Spokane.
What is the official language of the tiny European country of Liechtenstein?
English.
Around since 775 AD, what's the oldest currency in the world still in use today?
Is it the pound, I believe?
Ooh. That's what I have to say.
That's a very long ooh.
Yeah, I was really into that last answer. We'll see how you guys did when we go to the scoreboard with Jose.
Oh, I love trash. Anything dirty or dingy or dusty.
Bolaños.
I love Family Guy. Kathy, you got two correct today. Oh. 1-2 punch.
Wow.
Jab, jab.
Wow.
You are just coming with the crowd effects.
Got the energy.
And Brooke, did you land more or less punches?
I don't know.
You landed more. You got three. Knocking Kathy to the ground.
15-1 goes your record. 1-15.
I know.
15. Yeah. But she never gives up. That's what we love about Kathy.
What we today.
Let's go over the answers here. Marilyn Monroe, born on this day in 1926. She lived to the ripe old age of 36.
Wow.
This blackbird gathers together. The group is called Unkindness. Those are ravens.
Oh, a murder of crows.
Yes. Gonzaga University is located in Spokane. The tiny European country of Liechtenstein speaks the official language of German.
Oh, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Around since 775 AD, oldest currency in the world still in use today is, yes, Brooke, the British pound.
There it is.
Nice.
So, Kathy, you know that we can't give you any money here, but just for playing, we are going to send you a pair of tickets to see Sam Smith perform at Climate Pledge Arena on August 23rd.
Oh, man, my kids are going to be so excited. Thank you so much.
I hope they're older kids, because it's kind of an adult show.
My daughter's 21.
Oh, that'll be exciting. I'm thinking like a 10-year-old.
Mommy, what's happening?
Yeah. Kathy, we love having you on. Thank you so much for playing. We'll see you soon, Kathy. We're going to win Brooke's Bucks again, same time tomorrow.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Child-proofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes. Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.